The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Well, the Chick-fil-A story just does not go away day after day, new things. In reality, and I want to make this clear, we know very little about what Chick-fil-A is actually thinking, doing, what their official policy is. Almost all of the responses, positive and negative, by the left, by the right, by Christian groups, by LGBTQ groups, almost all of the comments, the conclusions, have been made by or have been brought about because of one press release concerning future charitable giving and one interview by the current CEO, which is not Dan Cathy. Another gentleman that I can't even pronounce his last name. What to me is very unfortunate is that Chick-fil-A so far has not clarified. And I realize they're between a rock and a hard place. If the current CEO of Chick-fil-A misspoke and misled and gave the impression that Chick-fil-A was no longer going to support any Christian organizations, they would no longer support any organization that supported traditional marriage. If they misspoke, if they miscommunicated, if that's not the case, if they come out and clarify and say, hey, we haven't changed the thing. We still stand for traditional marriage and biblical principles. Well, then the liberal left is going to be more incensed, more angry, more outraged than ever before. However, if they don't clarify, the Christian community will continue to assume all of us have been thrown under the bus by Chick-fil-A. We supported them. We loved them. We lifted them up. We helped them to become the incredible business success that they are. And they betrayed us. So, granted, they're between a rock and a hard place, but they need to clarify. And, just face the consequences. The reason I bring that up again today, and I had no intention of doing it, although the internet is filled with stories today, still. Several days later, the internet is just loaded down with stories about Chick-fil-A. Here is a 10-page editorial by Daniel Davis. Chick-fil-A, your compromise is demoralizing. That's a 10-page editorial. The chief operating officer is Tim Tassopoulos. Tim Tassopoulos. I'm not quite sure. He is the COO. Dan Cathy is the CEO. Dan Cathy, of course, is the son of the founder, Truett Cathy. All right. The reason I brought this up again today is because Franklin Graham has entered into the controversy. Now, as you know, Franklin Graham has no problem whatsoever in confronting the culture, confronting evil, confronting the LGBTQ people. He has no problem whatsoever in speaking his mind, and he has done so again on the Chick-fil-A. Here's the headline. Chick-fil-A remains committed to Christian values, Franklin Graham says, after call to CEO Dan Cathy. Now, I met Dan Cathy on several occasions. I've interviewed him, but I don't have his personal phone number. Yeah. And I think you would be very surprised if I did. But I'm sure Franklin Graham does. Well, Franklin Graham called him. Here is the story, and I'm going to read it, and I'm going to let you reach your own conclusion. Here it is. Reverend Franklin Graham said he was assured by Chick-fil-A CEO Dan Cathy that the company, quote, remains committed to Christian values, end quote, after the fast food chain's charity arm decided to no longer donate to three organizations criticized for upholding traditional Christian beliefs on sexuality. In a Thursday morning Facebook post, Franklin Graham, leader of Samaritan's Purse and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, said he spoke personally with Dan Cathy on the phone. And now I'm quoting from Franklin Graham's Facebook post today. Dan was very clear that they have not bowed down to anyone's demands, including the LGBTQ community. They will continue to support whoever they want to support. They haven't changed who they are or what they believe. Chick-fil-A remains committed to Christian values. Dan Cathy assured me that this isn't going to change. I hope all those who jump to the wrong conclusion about them read this, Franklin Graham wrote. I hope that's true. And it is possible that there, and again, pure conjecture on my part. I want to make that absolutely clear. This is pure conjecture on my part. It is possible that there is a battle at the top of Chick-fil-A for the future of the company, which is not unusual. You have the COO of the company coming out in an interview saying, hey, we want to get into new areas, and we have really been attacked on this LGBTQ thing, and we want to make sure that everybody knows who we are, and therefore we are not supporting these organizations. It would be hard to think of a stronger implication that Chick-fil-A was no longer going to support Christian organizations that support traditional marriage. It's very difficult to reach any other conclusion by the statement from the COO. Here we have the CEO, the actual son of the founder, saying, that's not true. We have not abandoned our Christian values. We have not abandoned where we stand. We will support whoever we want, and so forth. So I just wanted to pass that along to you, Franklin Graham. In speaking personally with Dan Cathy, says, no, they haven't changed at all. If that is the case, I hope they will issue some kind of clarification very soon. Because, and here's what makes it more difficult. All right, yeah, they don't have to donate to Salvation Army in perpetuity. They don't have to do that. They don't have to donate to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes for the next 20 years. They don't have to do that. However, when they stop supporting Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the Salvation Army, they chose to support an organization called Covenant House. And if you do a little examination, Covenant House is nominally Catholic. It's kind of Catholic in name only. And they are very pro-LGBTQ. In fact, yesterday I had a picture of one of their floats in a gay pride parade. They are very, very pro-LGBTQ. So, Chick-fil-A says, we're not supporting Salvation Army. We're not supporting Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We are going to support Covenant House. And you do a little bit of research, and you find that Covenant House is very pro-LGBTQ. It's hard not to conclude that Chick-fil-A really has abandoned their Christian values. But I will end by saying Franklin Graham has spoken to Dan Cathy and said, no, that is not true. I pray Franklin Graham is correct. I really do.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, this is, this is interesting. Matt Staver has just issued a public response to Franklin Graham on this Chick-fil-A thing. Again, this came up just during the break. It was not my intention to continue this, but this controversy continues. So I am looking at this as we speak. This was just posted by the Christian Post by Matt Staver. And let's see. I just want to see what title is being used on this article. Let me scroll down to the bottom. Matt Staver is the founder and chairman of Liberty Council, chairman of Liberty Council Action, so forth. Matt Staver is a strong force in the conservative Christian community. Anyway, let me just kind of read through this with you. Headline: Matt Staver responds to Franklin Graham. Chick-fil-A is now funding pro-LGBT group. And it's kind of an open letter to Franklin Graham. And, hey, Matt Staver and Franklin Graham are very, very close friends. Here's what he says. Franklin, you have done a huge disservice by not doing more investigation into Chick-fil-A's betrayal and capitulation to the LGBT agenda. While Dan Cathy may say the company has the same values, the company's statements and actions tell a different story. The president and chief operating officer, Tim Tassopoulos, continues to serve as an advisor to the Atlanta Boy Scouts. This alone should raise a red flag, considering the Boy Scouts also capitulated to the LGBT agenda. He stated, "There's no question we know that as we go into new markets, we need to be clear about who we are. There are lots of articles and newscasts about Chick-fil-A, and we thought we needed to be clear about our message." In 2012, Chick-fil-A decided to stop funding Paul Anderson Youth Home because it was accused of being anti-LGBT. But it still had funding commitments with the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, both of which are also falsely accused of being anti-LGBT because they have biblical policies on marriage and sex outside of marriage. Now that funding commitment has expired, Chick-fil-A says it will no longer fund the Salvation Army and FCA, even though the Salvation Army fits within its giving priority of funding organizations to provide housing and food banks, and FCA provides education. Instead, Tassopoulos states Chick-fil-A will now fund Covenant House International, which is much smaller than the Salvation Army, in only 31 cities, and is an LGBTQ activist. Tassopoulos, speaking of funding Covenant House, states, "This provides more focus and more clarity." At least he is correct. This clarity reveals the betrayal. The founder of Covenant House, a Catholic priest pedophile, now I'm reading from Matt Staver. The founder of Covenant House, a Catholic priest pedophile, was sued for allegedly sexually abusing the youth who were seeking shelter and food. Covenant House proudly promotes LGBTQ on its website, referring to LGBTQ inclusion initiatives and even doing an inclusion assessment at every one of its facilities. Covenant House also proudly supports the New York City Gay Pride Parade with its own float, banners, T-shirts, and hashtag Covenant Unity. Covenant House is recognized as a national founder or funder of LGBTQ causes. Chick-fil-A dumps the Salvation Army because it wants to expand into new markets, and now shuns originations the LGBT activists falsely claim anti-LGBT, and then turns 180 degrees and announces it will now fund Covenant House, a radical LGBTQ activist organization that celebrates homosexuality, transgenderism, and the entire LGBTQ agenda. Covenant House does not stop at LGBTQ activism. It also takes girls to abortion clinics. Wow. Let's see. I don't want to read the whole thing. Chick-fil-A's betrayal of the Christian community will not satisfy the LGBT activists. These groups are calling for more, including employment benefits. Chick-fil-A voluntarily surrendered to gain entrance into more liberal communities. In doing so, the company has caused incredible damage to the greater Christian community. And that is an article by Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. Now, obviously, that is the opinion of Matt Staver. But I have done my own research, and the organization, the Chick-fil-A, and again, they have decided not to fund Fellowship of Christian Athletes or Salvation Army. And one of the organizations that they have decided to support is Covenant House. And I do know from my own personal research that they are extremely pro-LGBTQ, where Salvation Army will serve anyone. Salvation Army does not deny service to anyone. They are not in any way, shape, or form pro-LGBTQ. They will help anyone. They will minister to anyone, as we all should. But they do not embrace the lifestyle. Covenant House does embrace and encourage the LGBTQ lifestyle. And so I think any reasonable person would conclude Chick-fil-A has indeed abandoned their Christian principles, at least in their philanthropy. Again, I think that is a reasonable conclusion. And I think Franklin Graham, who I have enormous respect for, on this is wrong. The whole thing is sad, isn't it? It is. All right, we're going to move on to other things when we come back.